Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning and welcome in Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Safety Elliott. Today, we're...
Hello? Hello? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We got disconnected, but we are back on. Praise the Lord. You know, the big question, you know, a lot of us ask, you know, when I went off, it was saying by our very look deceives us. One can tell by how some folks are. For instance, when you visit the hospital room, you go to see somebody that's in the hospital. You know, people can ask you such dumb questions when you go to the hospital. Why are you here? What's wrong with you? How are you? You laying up in the bed with all kind of tubes on it. And if the person can talk, they're going to say, I'm sick. You know, someone weeping. You know, something done happened, either sad or they're glad. But you're going to ask them a whole bunch of dumb questions. As hard as we try, it's hard to hide your feelings. You know, the big question today that I really, that's really important is how are you spiritually? You know, a person's physical condition is oftentimes revealed by the spiritual condition. A person's spiritual condition is oftentimes revealed by the physical condition. I've seen folks who outwardly seem fine physically and materially, good health, active, a good job, educated, but spiritually, they were dead. Rich rulers, rich farmers. Yet, have I seen folks, their bodies racked with pain? Yes. Every bone ache? Yes. They have no money. Their health is gone, alone, forsaken by family and friends. Yet they could say, all is well. You know, Job is a good example. The great woman of Shunem, greeted by Elijah's servant, she said, it is well with thee, with thy husband, with thy child. You know, her precious child, her promised son, sick, dead. Yet she could say, it is well. How many of you all out there in radio land that's listening today can say all is well? No matter what you're going through, can you still say all is well? You got your health, you got your strength. Because one minor detail that's not going like you think it should go, you're going to make a mountain out of a molehill. But can't you say all is well? They say that in the word in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter and the 26th verse. The woman say, even with her son sick and then died, she say all is well because she know God had it all under control. You know, the really big question I'm going to ask you today, how are you spiritually? How do you stand with God? Had you ever looked at yourself, even in the mirror, and say, how am I today? Where do I stand with God? You know, I didn't ask you today, how does the world stand? I didn't even ask you, how does our nation stand? And if you can remember, I didn't even ask, how does the church stand? But I'm asking you today, Dad, is it well with thee? Can you ask your dad if you have one? Can you ask your mom, is it well with thee? Can you ask your son or your daughter, is it well with thee? You know, if families can say it is well, don't you know the home would be all right? The word, the nation, the world, and the church would be all right. How then can a person determine whether all is well spiritually? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked. I want you to take the self-examination test. Over in the Word of God, Paul say, examine yourselves. That's right. Examine yourself and see where you are spiritually. You need to do a spiritual checkup from the head all the way down. You know, whether you be in the faith, prove, mean test your own self. You don't have to get nobody else to do it. Test your own self and see where you are with Jesus spiritually. How that Jesus is in you, except ye be a reprobated, mean you've been rejected if you're not in him. When you feel bad physically, what do? You see a doctor for a checkup. But when you feel bad spiritually, where do you go? Well, let me tell you where you go. You go see the great physician. You know, the great physician give you a spiritual checkup. If you want a description of your spiritual condition, first of all, look into the Bible. His word is like a spiritual x-ray. So today, we're going to do a spiritual checkup today on everyone that's listening today. First of all, we're going to do an x-ray of your very thoughts. Thoughts today? Or are your thoughts bad thoughts? From the Word of God say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We're doing a great physical and a spiritual checkup today. Next, let's go to your eyes. Let's have an x-ray done of your eyes. You have eyes, but you do not see. Is there no fear of God before your eyes? Cannot you see yourself a sinner? Cannot see the need to repent? Cannot see yourself bound for hell? We're doing a spiritual checkup today. Each individual can take this test. When you think about your eyes, are your eyes where God want them, or are they on carnal and not spiritual thing? Do you have fear of God before your eyes? Cannot you see that you are a sinner, a wretch undone? Can't you see with your eye that you need to repent, forgive? Well, let's go on down to your mouth. That alligator that's always running, that's always saying things it should not say. You know, an x-ray of your mouth, it is full of cursing, bitterness. It pulls out foolishness, gossip, backbiting. You know, is your tongue an instrument of gossip and deceit? I'm telling you some things today to do for a spiritual x-ray of your mouth. Watch what come out of your mouth. Watch what you say. Because that very little red membrane in your mouth can kill somebody, like if you had shot them with a gun. That little red membrane in your tongue, you got to know that you know that you know. To watch what you say out of your mouth. Now, let us go to the heart. A lot of you go to the doctor to have an x-ray done of your heart. It can tell, that heart tells so many things. If it's a blood vessel blockage, if it's anything leading to your neck or any parts of your body. But when you think about an x-ray of your heart, the heart is deceitfully above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it better than God? I may not can tell what's in your heart, but God do. He see everything. So what you try thinking you pulling the wool over God's eye, we know already that God see exactly what you doing and how you doing it.
He know what's in that heart. Only he knows. You can have a submission of, you know, I've been had this unforgiveness in my heart. I've been doing a lot of things I shouldn't have been doing, saying a lot of things with my mouth I shouldn't have been saying. But that heart, it's going to tell the tale. It's going to tell whether it's a blockage, whether you got a stroke occurred, whether you're going to have a heart attack. You know the test, and that's what I'm telling you, how you can take that x-ray, and that's what that x-ray going to tell exactly what's going on in that heart. You know, and when the examination is over, the great physician give you his finding. First of all, he say, thou art a sinner, because he done checked out everything. He done went through your thoughts. They wasn't right. He done checked your eyes. They wasn't looking at the things they should have been looking at. He have checked your ears. Your ears have been sticking up right here to hear the least little gossip and everything coming by that you can get and run with. Your mouth, which is that alligator that's steadily running, nobody can get a word inch wide past. You keep that alligator running morning, noon, and night, even in your sleep. You find yourself talking and wake up, say, oh, I dreamed that I was talking, I was doing it, because you've talked so much out your mouth, you haven't let God speak to you. You're doing all the talking. You've got to hush up so God can get what he want to say to you. Then you go thinking about shaping an iniquity. Have you been shaping iniquity? Your eyes have been blinded by the gods of this world. Could be your car, could be your house. It could be that job. It could be the finances. You got to know that you know. It's a little G's out there. But you need to have the capital G, God. Not all them little gods that keeping you out of the kingdom of heaven. Your ears, they turn away from hearing the truth. You rather hear a lie than hear the truth. But it's coming a time where you better hear the truth, because them lies catching up with people. So you might as well just go ahead and tell the truth. Shame the devil. You've got spiritual heart trouble. My. Only God can heal that. No matter how much medication the doctor give you, how many things you take, what things you don't do, eat or whatever, if you're not eating properly, but that spiritual heart trouble, only God can deal with that. So turn it over to Jesus. He's going to work it out. He said he will fix it for you. He'll fix it every time. You know, but can I help you? I'm glad you asked. Sure I can. I can save you. The heart can be fixed. That's the first thing I'm telling you. Your heart can be fixed. And the psalmist says, my heart is fixed. My mind is made up. And you know, you can go to God, and he can fix all these things for you. We're talking about today the spiritual and the physical checkup. Because you know when you got a physical checkup, you go to man, the doctor that God have given you. But when you need a spiritual checkup, you have to go to God. He the only one can tell you which way, if you're on the right road or the wrong road. If you doing what he say or you doing what man say. I'm giving you that for a thought today. That's why I started it off a common expression. Hello, how are you? Because some people will hold you on the phone all day just telling you about every ache, every pain, who shot Lizzie, who run John Paul, and everything else. But when you come down, when you bow down to it and find out about your spiritual checkup and your physical checkup, which one outweighed the most? Is it your spiritual that you went to God for in prayer? Or is it the physical where you're going to the regular doctor? Or did you go to Dr. Jesus for the spiritual? At this time, I will play us a song, and I'll be right back.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say
break every. Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Say there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
Oh, yeah.
There's an army rising up.
Yeah. There's an army. Yeah.
There's an army rising up.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Just break every.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Somebody raise up your voices and you declare that the chains are broken.
Do you hear the change falling? And we're back to our topic, common expressions. Hello, how are you doing? You know, when we talked about the heart, the mouth, the ears, the eyes, the thought, just think about that. I want you to take a test on yourself and see where you stand. And you know, we can be fixed by the blood of the Lamb. First of all, get the heart right. Get your eyes right. They will be open. Your ears, get them right where you be able to hear. And your tongue, your mouth, you will praise God. Your feet and hands will be instruments in God's service. Just think about what I gave you today. In spite of your condition, God loves you. He will help you now. Whatever you're going through today, whatever you're experiencing, give it to Jesus. Just take a look at yourself. Don't look at nobody else. Just look at yourself in the mirror and say, God,
Where do I stand with my spiritual checkup? I've been to the doctor for the physical checkup, but now I need a overhaul spiritual checkup from the neck down and all the way up. I need this heart right. I need my ears right. I need my thought right. I need my mouth right. If you think about that today, you're going to say, my. I had never even thought of that. I've always run to the doctor, but here, I need a spiritual checkup. And that's what's going to keep you. It's that spiritual checkup. So check yourself today before you wreck yourself today. Make sure you know where you stand with the Lord on your spiritual checkup. And until next week, I thank you all for coming by today. And if anyone would like to say something, hit 1 on your keypad, and I will bring you in on my switchboard. If anyone would like to say anything pertaining to the lesson today, the teaching today, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we give God the praise today, and we give him the glory. And until next week, we hope to have another exciting topic for you next week. And I won't tell you what it is yet, but be tuning in. Just tune in, because we're going to have another exciting topic for next week. So until next week, you know, I always say, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. I want you to have, each one of you, to have a wonderful and a beautiful week. And until next Wednesday at 10 o'clock, be blessed from joy and peace. Bye-bye.
Huh?
Yeah, just getting sleepy. Just getting sleepy. I'm feeling okay, just getting sleepy. Yeah, Mama. I'm going to get that. Yeah. And Miss Hill called up in the car, her back. Yes, ma'am. I was on my broadcast when you called. What's going on? Okay. Oh, pretty good. A little sleepy, but I'm okay. I'm better than I was yesterday. Oh, I was just going through some spiritual warfare yesterday. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What? About what? And I'm trying to absorb what you didn't say it. Oh, I'm not. Yeah.
I told him to bring me a baked potato with everything on it. Big old baked potato. Because I, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They still got, I mean, there's enough of it, but I ate some and got a half. I didn't even have just one fourth of it. Because he told me he tried up just about everything. The good man always good. So I know I wouldn't go wrong. And I didn't want to be too overruled or whatever. But I made it with that. Yes, ma'am. And girl, I done got up and went and I washed most of the stuff. I just got two small bags of the covers to wash. I got tablecloths washed up. I got a load of my clothes washed up and other stuff. So all I got is the color clothes to wash. One day this week or the person next week. And throw some water on my car. We got pretty clothes out the laundry, put the other ones in, took care of all that, and was back home for 9 o'clock. Be on my broadcast. And I think that's the problem, Miss Hill. I really didn't know how I feel. I know that's why I ain't putting none of me in there, Miss Hill. There you go. There you go. Yeah, because that's what I say, I'm going forward. I ain't even looking back, Miss Hill. That's right. I'm going forward. That is, drop off, and I'm going to keep moving. Keep on trucking. I'm not. And they liked it when they come. Everybody was just all, ooh, ooh. And then I had cloth napkins on the table for them. I know a lot of them, they don't even get paper napkins at home. They're looking for paper towel. Some of them looking for paper towel, but I had nice cloth. Oh. Yeah, I just went off my program and it got somebody sent me this. When I get old, I'm going to move in with my kids. Make a lot of noise, trash the house, pay no bill, and when asked to clean, pitch a fit like it's killing me. And it's showing the old lady, she just jumping up, old lady, she just jumping up with her long dress on, her black style. Yeah, I used to have a cowboy wool coat. In Denver. You're right. Well, I got my little thimble today. Yeah, the other grandmother forgot she had to go take the her mother she keeps to the doctor, so they called me. I told him I get him. I'm gonna bring him on out here. There's my little thimble. He in school. My little thimble. Yeah. I don't give him a nickname, but by him being small, you know, when he got here and he go. And I start calling them Thimble.
Say good morning, Miss Ear. Miss Hill. How you doing, Miss Oprah? Look at them out. Clean them up with.
Okay, who is that? My cell phone or my house phone?
My house phone.
My house phone, bath system. I don't know nobody on no bath system. Not today.